Hey, it's Dan Harmon from Harmontown. I want to tell you about an exciting new podcast coming to Feral Audio called Launch Left. Rain Phoenix and Moon Zappa are going to interview extraordinary minds, mavericks, and pioneers in their fields. This season, Launch Left is going to celebrate nonconformists like Michael Stipe, Shepard Fairey, Spike Jones, Mario Batali, and many others. And those guests are also going to spotlight their favorite left-of-center emerging artists. So listen and subscribe now at feralaudio.com/launchleft, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can do it however you want, man. That's the nonconformist part.
Feral Audio.
What's up, TW Dangerous? Welcome to TTW Bumped On Wrestle Reps. This is it. This is the hips. Snack tips, simple trips. Coming at your lips like a butterfly tip. Flipping fatty, I'm the pappy. Pappy Van Winkle got a drip from a drafty.
Hey, welcome up in it, not gonna get it, no one but a penny, never gonna get what you said you said. I feel it, do 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 do. Hey, ooh, down in the shallow.
Welcome to the podcast. Jonathan, Jacob, Taylor, Ben, Swiffer, Corman, we're ready to start now. We're ready to start now.
Listen, this is it. Listen. I don't care if you're a poet. Shut up. I'm going to shut it down. I swear to God. I will shut this operation down. Don't do that. Are you just about done yet, or is this the beginning of the end for you? Well, hi. I'm not supposed to be talking now. I'm supposed to be somebody else taking care of this, but I guess I'll just start it off.
Could you imagine that if we just did swords instead of anything else? That would be cool. Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Twisting the Wind.
There he is. Okay. That's the person who is going to be introducing the podcast. That's Johnny Pemberton. He just came in for a second and left. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Okay, here's the deal.
Look, seriously, here's the deal.
Hi, it's me. Hi, guys. It's me. That was me all along, actually. This whole thing's been me. Had a serious problem. Had a big audio malfunction. Lost a huge chunk of this sweet baby, but not all. You know, I lost just enough to not scrap it, but not enough to not scrap it. It's just so here we are again. Welcome. Thanks for your patience. I love you. It's really happy. It's real, like, full on good. So here we are back up in the Delta Dream. It's cream running, it's full tilt, hot bore, it's a double dip, Full dip, a hot dip, actually. This is a hot dip. Hot dip galvanized for ripping times. Welcome back. It's glad to have you beer back. Glad to beer your hat again, back where the hat has a cat friend. It's back to be back again. It's glad to be. I'm glad to be back again. Because this is back, even though it has this, the time between the backs has been much longer than previous established backments. For that, there's all sorts of things. I mean, as I've grown older, I realized that apologies with an excuse sort of negates the apology in a way, because it implies that there was a reasoning behind it, and if there was a reason, you wouldn't need an apology, right? So it's like, I think now when I say I'm sorry for something, I say, this happened because of every reason or because of no reason, which is sort of the same, because everything and nothing is the same, as we have established many times here in this forum, this one-way forum. But there's been everything and nothing. I moved. That's the biggest thing. I think that's a genuine excuse. But I've been using it a little too long, I feel like. I guess I have. I've been definitely using the excuse of moving for way too long. But had some serious computer woes. Had to do some software updates, some reestablishmenting of the digital environment for which this is created. I'm on digital right now, guys. Sorry, analog jacks. I'm digital right now. I'm digital. Okay, just digital with it. Okay, but the thing is now here the podcast is back right now. Here it is, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be back here. Thank all of you. Thanks, super thanks to all of you who were like, hey, when's the next one coming out? Hey, when's the next one coming out? Hey, when is it? Like hitting me up on fucking Instagram comments and shit like of that. You're going deep. I appreciate that a lot. That's really nice of you to express such interest in something that is what this thing is. It's you know, it's touching. It's heartrending. It's not really heartrending. It's just more just like, oh, wow. You care that much to comment on the thing that I'm using to distract myself from the thing about the thing. So yeah, I appreciate that. It's really cool. It's awesome. That's great. I mean, I've talked about this many, 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 many times about like, oh, this is what I'm going to do from here on out. Okay, here's the deal. How we're going to do it is I'm going to get the car washed every week unless it rains on a Tuesday. In that case, I'll do it every other week, but except for December, because that's July. Those are busy times. It's like, just to fucking do it when you do it. How about that? Oh, I don't know. We got a plan here for calling. Jeremy and I established a pretty strict plan for the
Jeremy
car
and
wash.
I established a pretty strict plan
locked
for
up,
the car
up,
wash.
Up hear that. We'd like to up here and add hold to that, because it's a strict limit regiment that we have. We have dictified inside our rectums. So, yeah, that's what I sound like when I'm saying all this shit. Like, okay, from now on, the podcast is going to be like this. From now on, it's going to be like whatever, and I'm going to put it out when I can. I think this one right now is, I don't know if you probably don't know this right now, but this is considered a golden daddy. I'm sorry I'm laughing so much. It's like I'm having fun, and I'm sorry. That's the best when people apologize for laughing. Like, what a dumb thing I just did. I'm sorry for expressing joy, audible joy, that something that basically only humans and a few other mammals can even do. And the mammals that do it were like, are you doing that to make me happy so you can get a treat? Or are you actually laughing? We don't really know, do we? Crows might be smarter than us, but I guess comparison is the thief of joy, especially when it comes to intelligence. So just relax. But either way, this podcast will continue. So whatever. It's just going to be going on forever. I'm always going to do this because this is a thing that I enjoy significantly. Right now, I'm working on a TV show for Fox Broadcasting, the people who brought you such shows as The Simpsons and The Last Man on Earth and other such shows. So I'm currently working on a show. It's a lot of work. It's very busy. It's very much like this is, I have to really stick my nose in this pile of, it's not shit, but shit's a good thing. We all know that. Whatever we want to call, whatever is like a pile, but not shit. I'm really sticking my nose in it. So With moving and that, I haven't really had a time to sit inside this audio vessel for a while. So there's my qualified excuse, but really, it doesn't matter. So either way, this podcast will continue once. It'll be happening. The regularity will not be guaranteed or even speculated. So shove it up your gack.
Dad, why'd you put a fog machine in my fucking room? God damn it. Dad, I don't want a fog machine. I don't want disco lights. I don't want anything in my room that's going to distract me from doing my homework, Dad. Just because you were in a freaking band in the 70s and you're super cool and you're really good at playing the drums and you've got a cool sort of like haircut that looks like Pete Townsend but cooler, and you are a garbage man, you collect vintage beer steins, and you're a badass, and you smoke hand rolled cigarettes, but you don't make a thing of it. You sort of like hide it and people find it. You're like, oh my god, your daddy is so hot. I want to fuck him. I want to do stuff to your daddy.
Even though that's the case, Dad, I still want you to stay out of my freaking room.
Right. So please subscribe to the podcast. Please rate and review the podcast. Please tell your friends about the podcast. Please come see me live. I'm not performing a whole lot except in Los Angeles until about July, because I'm making this TV show until
July.
Yep, so that's a real thing. That's happening. It's great. It's wonderful. You'll be able to see it this fall on the Fox Television Network around the time that... it'll be... I don't know. We'll see. I'm not going to say anything, you know, quite, because it's a... why say anything? But I look forward to you looking forward to this, and I look forward to looking forward to it. But in the meantime, you know, I'm just trying to... I want to get blasted. Do you know what I mean by blasted, everybody? Who wants to get blasted? Did you ever want to get blasted and then didn't know if this was the place to be when you were wanting that thing that you wanted to ask for before you got the thing that you wanted again? I want to be blasted here. I want to get blasted on... my goal is really to just find a good time to get severely blasted on mushrooms at around 6:30 in the morning and watch... Not watch the sunrise. That's such a... I'm fucking tired of that. That's such stupid bullshit. No one fucking watches the sunrise. You're not... I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you like to watch the sunrise. The sunrise is not what you watch. You are up at sunrise. To me, the benefit is being up at sunrise. You're up around then, and then you get to kind of like soak in the environment that is created, and not created, but is happening. It's going down. It's like a little, it's like a micro party, like a secret party of subtlety that you get to participate in, because you're like, oh, you showed up early. All right, check it out. Now watch what this little butterfly is going to do that hasn't, because he's so unaware, because he's like, what? No one's up here this early. No one's up in the canyon this early. No one will notice me doing my weird, what looks like fanning myself, but it's actually a butterfly masturbating. No one will notice. That's what dawn is for. It's for that. It's for soaking it up. You got to soak in the dawn. You don't watch. I mean, I want to watch a fucking fire orb crest a horizon, burning my skull out. I want to watch that. I want to watch that. I don't want to watch that. That was irony. It's that, okay, man? It's that. So. I'm not looking for an opportunity. I need to create that. You got to create the opportunity. Here's the deal, okay? We get a lot of people coming in here think they can be a top six welder, but here's the deal. You got to create the opportunity. You got to have your hand hovering on the handle of the door of opportunity, and you just sitting there, you just waiting. You're just sitting inside a little bucket stool waiting with your tool bag and your rippers and your clippers and your dippers and your snippers. You're just a-sitting, a-sitting, a clip-clap, cricket-crack-clicking, collecting your thoughts, a whisper waiting in the hunch bunch for that opportunity door knock to clickety clack tack tap snap a dap rap. Maybe it's not even that, maybe it's more subtle, maybe it's just like a, what was that? Was that my mouth chewing on Snickers? Or was that the knock of opportunity for Team 6 lead welder position? Okay, opportunity is created. You don't just lay in wait. You get, or did I just say you lay in wait? Maybe we scratch off whatever I just said from the docket, missus. What I'm talking about, you got to get out your tools and go to goddamn GD town on that opportunity of a door. The door opportunity. You got to break it on in. You got to get on in there and crack a jack. Okay? You got to take that opportunity. I don't care if it's made of lead, cad, bed, or Fred. You got to break down that opportunity door and get on in there. Get on in there and get what you need to get. I don't care if you got to break into my office tonight. Steal the employee codes and fire everybody else. And then I show up and be like, where's everybody who was used to work here? It's just me and you, the guy who broke down opportunity's door and stole employee codes and fired everybody. I don't care. As long as you get ready for that knock, you got to pre-knock. You got to knock. You got to do a double knock. So when an opportunity knocks, it's like, an opportunity's not knocking, it's knocking back. It's like, hey, opportunity's like sitting there like, hey, somebody just knock, because I'm supposed to be knocking, because I'm opportunity, I'm the one who does knocking. And you're sitting there and all of a sudden, oh, you hear it do, and you just go, whoosh-ow, crack-a-lack, back-tack-tack. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Please rate and review the podcast. Please keep listening. Please recommend it to your friends. Please come see me live in Los Angeles if you're ever in the area. I will be doing some shows in Palm Springs the very beginning of April as part of Jash Fest. Jash, the website thing that is comedy, brought to you by comedy people who are popular, is having a comedy festival in Palm Springs called Jash Fest. Because it's called Jash, and it's going to be the beginning of the month. I'll be there for the weekend if you want to come over to Palm Springs. Always relaxing, desert environments, margaritas, cool people, a lot of gays. And then gays my dad's age, pretty much men exclusively, with lots of money, wearing the exact same clothes in bars named Wang's in the Desert that is supposed to not be a pun, but it's a pun because you can't not make it that when it's that. So yeah, come on by, stop in, touch down, and we'll talk about it. No big deal. I have something I want to play here. I want to play this little clip of audio from YouTube. This is switching gears. What isn't switching gears? when you're not a car, everything's not switching gears. So this is a YouTube audio clip of a guy named Daryl Odom, who was an Iraq war Afghanistan an Iraq veteran campaigning for minimum wage. I'm not going to say much about it here. I just want you to hear it, and then I'll say something afterwards, because I feel like this is something about this that is the greatest piece of humility I've ever heard. Here it is.
I fought for my country. I served in the United States Marine Corps 2 tours in Iraq. I'm a proud countryman. But I'm also a man who came home after serving in Fallujah and Al-Ramadi, and I can't even put food on the table for my family, gentlemen. I can't even afford to put a roof over my child's head with the amount of money that I'm making. I worked 45 hours this week, and my manager pulled me over to the side and told me that you can't have these 5 hours of overtime at time and a half. She told me she was going to take my 5 hours and put them on next week's check so she wouldn't have to give me my time and a half.
That's illegal.
And disperse it out. But it happens. It happened. I served my great country, and I came home, and this is my passion. I love to cook for KFC. I like to feed the people. I like to see the smiles on their faces when they come in that store. I got a Purple Heart. I got wounded in combat. Guess where I was? I was back on the battlefield the next day. I don't want my son to look at me like I'm something less. Because I have to work for $7.25 when I bust my butt every day, and I take pride in what I do, gentlemen. The you have a voice and we want it to be heard, we want 15. We need 15. We deserve 15. I'm not.
Ooh, are you crying? I did. I cried the first time I saw that. I wasn't like gushing, but it was definitely. That's my sweet spot right there. That's my sweet spot of crying is military dudes who take pride in their work and are only asking for a little something from the man, but the fucking man won't give it to them. It pisses me off. It makes me angry and sad at the same time because I'm thinking about myself and how anytime I've complained or felt bitter, been a little fucking piece of shit asshole in my mind or out loud about something, and I got this guy who's got a thousand things to complain about, all this, but he's the opposite. There's that, and there's also just the injustice of it all. I mean, me saying all this stuff doesn't really matter. It's all in that. You get it. You get it. And just, it's nice to have a really clear, concise reminder of why we should all be really happy and enjoy the time that we have because we're just visiting. We're all just visiting for a little while. And so all you can do is just enjoy the trip, right? On a nice little trip until the gods of neutrality crush us back into this dirt. And who knows what happens then, right? We don't know. So we're all just visiting. Enjoy the visit while it lasts. Until the black crow lands on you, squeezes your brain, and turns you into dust. From dust is whence you came. Also, just fucking take pride in your work. Seriously, take pride in your work. Doesn't matter. Don't compare. Take pride in your work. Take pride in your fucking work. Seriously, take pride in your work. But first, you have to do the work, so don't complain about it. Just fucking do it. When I say you, I'm talking to me, right? I mean, aren't we all? You say you mean me, and it's all the same. It's all good.
Hey, bro, it's all good. So just make the best of what you got while you got what you can. Okay.
Time to make a phone call. Here it comes. This is a phone call. He's a nice guy.
Sorry, I had to hand off the photos to the customer. So you're looking for a Chorgan?
Yep. Chorgan.
I don't know what a Chorgan is. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry, that's the brand. I'm looking for I guess it would be any Flip Duke you have, but if you have the Chorgan model, that would be my preference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm
looking for. And what's it do?
Well, I guess you could say it is. It's mainly like a stabilizer and a, mainly is a stabilizer, but, oh, I'm sorry, what was your name?
I assume for your car?
Car, boat, plane,
Gotcha, okay, I have an idea of what you're looking for. Listen, give me 1 second.
If they have the Scorch model, that's supposed to be the best one. Is the Scorch or the Whelp? But just any Flip Duke, really, but I just really want that. That Jorgen that they make it.
We do not have that brand. We don't have that model. We have like a phone stabilizer, like you put in your car. We don't have the brand that you're looking at. There's no Jorgen in the store. The only thing that we have is the model, everything.
Yeah.
It's an Audi EasyFlex car desk mount. So basically, it whatever size phone you have, you just kind of set it to where it needs to be, put your phone into it, and then it like holds it still in the car.
Is that
not a bike by any means?
But that's a Flip Duke, though.
No, it's not.
It's not a Flip. Oh, but I thought you said you have Flip Dukes, just not any.
No, we literally have like one thing that you're describing, and I just told you what it was. The model and the brand that you're looking for, we don't sell. Not at this store, at least.
Oh, I just thought it's called a Flip Duke, though. What do you call it?
I mean, I have the company name on it. It's called an EasyFlex car and desk mount.
Okay, so it's not a Flip Duke.
No, it's not. And I don't believe that we sell what you're looking for.
Are you familiar with that product at all?
I'm not familiar with anything that you've described with me so far. I understand physically what it is, but I've never heard of this company. I've never heard of the model. I've never heard of the brand.
See, I used to live in Crandon.
I've never, Yeah, but I would suggest going on Amazon and trying to find it. Sounds like more of a local thing that that Aspen kind of brings in, but it's not something that we have. So I don't use any of the products that you're describing, and we only sell the one that I've already told you about, so unfortunately, like, not exactly the best bit of help.
Right, but I wonder if maybe you recommend something, anything. It doesn't have to be even a flip duke. It could just be a carrier or a malware.
I put my phone in my pocket, so I don't, I mean, I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I literally just don't use the product that you're describing. Okay, I leave my phone in my pocket.
Okay. What about, I'm looking for a gift for somebody, and that's the thing. That's why I'm stabbing in the dark here, is the gift opportunity.
I suppose so. So what's the alternative that you were looking for? Like a gear bag?
A gear bag, a gear boy, maybe like a cheer bubble. Do they have I think a cheer bubble is always a good thing if you can find them, right?
I have no idea what that is. Sorry, man. Like, the best thing that I can recommend if you're looking for, like, a gear bag, we have some camera bags that can be used to carry sensitive electronic products. One of the gear bags should be able to hold the Canon Scorpion.
Yeah. You can hold the Canon Scorpion. That's
pretty good. Let me.
Okay.
How big is the Canon Scorpion? Because,
metric?
I mean, look that one up, too. Pretty much everything you've described over the phone, I've literally never seen. So you have to give me a second, 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 a second.
Wait a second. Is that boy I say he's going to suck me? Or is he saying, I'm going to suck it? I don't think so.
You know?
Yeah, I went through some old cookbooks, and I wrote the companies.
Right.
And are you in town here?
No, not in town.
Okay. Okay, that's where I would start.
Okay, in town, you mean, or what?
No, go through some of the old cookbooks that you have.
Yeah.
Like Spiral, or like The People Made.
Right.
Told me. And in it has an address that, sometimes a card, that you can mail into this company and tell them. It asks you, do you plan to make up a cookbook, and how soon? And you're just searching for information, so I would do that.
Also,
and then they'll send you out this information with a sample cookbook.
Well, but who are you talking about? Are you talking about writing like a publisher or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Is that where you're leading to?
Well, you know, I'm trying to do it by myself, DIY or DYI, do it yourself it.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to get people who got boots on the ground and the cooks in the cooking zones, and, you know, people who are doing a lot of work, like making it for a lot of people, or just something that's kind of like underappreciated, but, you know, maybe it seems like it's underappreciated, but actually it's probably the most appreciated, you know? Like,
and people I have
cooking.
Purchased a Spiral notebook recipe book that someone put together.
You mean it was like a homemade one, huh?
Yes, like a homemade one.
Wow.
Where it wasn't published from a publisher. Now, my family did one, and we used a publisher.
Your family did one, huh?
Uh-huh. My family did, and I headed it up and got it all together, and I had some help sorting out recipes, because you'll get them all different kinds, you know, and some duplicates and...
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So you want to get you a committee.
A committee? That's a whole bunch.
Yeah, that will kind of collect these for you. Unless it's just you yourself.
Well, I figure it'd just be me, you know, because I can only figure out one person at a time, and that's me, you know.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, then I would just get the word out there that you want recipes.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to make this cookbook.
Yeah.
And, start there, and then, like I said, I've bought them where it's just been a stapled cookbook with staples, sheets of paper with staples. Sometimes I've got some that are half sheets.
Where'd you get it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe from VFW.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are
some
good.
Some club organization type thing, you know, where they didn't use a publisher either.
Yeah. But what's one when you think about it, you're like, oh, I got to do this?
Oh, my family eats Beer Ox a lot.
Eats what?
Beer Ox.
What's that?
It's hamburger and cabbage, and it's rolled into yeast bread.
Wait a second. What's it called again? Beer Ox?
Okay, it's called Beer Ox.
B-I-E-R-O-X.
And your filling is just hamburger and cabbage and onion.
Wait, how do you spell that again?
B-I-E-R-O-X.
Oh, like Byrox.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hell, that looks good as hell. Never even heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a German food.
Oh, it's German. Okay.
Yeah, it's German.
So you... So it's cabbage. Can you do sauerkraut in there instead of cabbage?
Yes, you can.
Okay, because I'm a big old kraut guy, you know. I can't get enough
all
of
right.
that.
That's what I would do then. I'd use sauerkraut.
You ever do a kraut?
I do not, because we like the cabbage.
Okay, well, you know, kraut is cabbage.
I know it is.
Okay,
but it's
some
sour.
People don't know that. Some people don't know it. And they're like, hey, I don't like it. But I'm like, hey, it's cabbage. And they're like, wait, kraut's cabbage? I'm like, yep. And they're like, well, welcome to knowing.
Yeah, I canned some sauerkraut.
All right.
Oh, back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. But it's a hassle.
Yeah, I keep it in the fridge.
Well, you have to I canned it. You have to let it sit and let it ferment before you seal your jars. And it was kind of a long day process.
I'll tell you what, don't smell too good.
Yeah, it does. It smells your whole room.
smells like a cat got in the house and did what it wanted to do and then left.
That's true.
Yep. But you know what tastes good for you? It's got all these little bugs in there. It's real good for you.
Has all that bacteria.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you could sure make them with that.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm all about this right now.
And I'm lazy. I buy the Texas Rhodes.
Okay. What's that?
Roll.
Texas rolls.
Uh-huh. And I use that
to
make my own bread, but it's such a process.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of part of the whole fun, is that you do it, you know, take some time?
As if you have the time.
You got the time.
Yeah.
But you're busy, huh?
Yeah, I still work.
What you working on?
The other thing I do is I will make up my mixture the day before.
Okay.
And then I will do my rolling out and baking and all that. And I'll do probably 8 dozen or 10 at one time then. When I do it, I do it.
Oh, yeah. You just really get down in business there.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
kind
it
of
makes
like
sense.
People that make tamales.
Yeah. You get the whole family in there. I know I got a friend who from El Salvador or Ecuador or Guatemala, can't remember which one. And she used to, when they make those tamales, they just have a whole house of people over there, and they just, one person does one thing, one person does another. Where are you working?
I work at the university.
Oh,
here in
that's a good spot there.
Yeah, it is.
Get those kids coming in there, and they're hungry as all hell.
Yep, that's right.
I seen a kid one time, 19 years old, eat 16 sloppy joes.
Oh wow!
Yep, and then he went up and played basketball for 4 hours.
Oh,
4 hours. Yeah,
yeah.
He's a star member of the team. He's got a leg issue though. He got gout. I don't know on what account he got that, but
yeah,
really busted
that's not
him up.
Either.
No.
Yeah, I have two artificial knees and never did have the gout in them, but had it full of arthritis.
That's common.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, my grandma had that same thing happen to her.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did I help you any?
Pardon me?
Did I help you any?
Yeah, I helped out quite a bit, actually. Yeah,
okay.
It's definitely, I might have to hit you back up here when I move along down the line.
Okay, that'll be fine. And also Google it on the internet.
Yeah, sometimes getting on the internet, though, you get Google and it's like opening up a... Like
oh, you're right.
It's like 1,000 cans of worms all opened up in one can.
Yes, you're right. We have a, oh, it's a, you might find some kind of other little publisher there in town that can help you. A Kinko's or Copy Max or something like that. Make your copies if you intend to sell them. If you're going to put together several of them and want to sell them.
Yeah, you got to figure that out then, don't you, if you're going to sell.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, yeah. But, you know, cookbooks are hot around here. I don't know about where you live, but people want, people collect them.
Yeah, they're a good old collector because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You get ready for that, get ready for life, and life's going to come back at you before you know. So you got to get it written down.
Right.
You got it written down, and hey, power's out. Don't worry.
Well, when we did our family cookbook, there's lots of stories in there from the past of my great-grandparents.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so we, you know, we kind of really went all out on it and put different pictures in it.
Where are they all from now?
They're all around in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, so...
Yeah, but my mom's side of the family, they're just about all gone, so we're into cousins now.
Oh...
All my aunts and uncles are gone, except one aunt is still living, and she's in her 90s.
Oh, that's pretty old there.
It is.
Was that mostly like German cooking, or what you got there?
Yeah, quite a bit of it was German.
You ever do any Indian recipes? Got a lot of Indians in the families, usually in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I know German.
Yep. A lot of them changed over. You got a lot of Indians there who would learn to speak German and vice versa. Just trades, traded up. No, there'd be problems here and there, but most part, people living in the same part of the world tend to figure things out sooner than figuring out how not to figure them out. Because if you're sharing the same ground underneath your feet, you got to learn to trade, learn to be friends with everyone. Otherwise, you're just going to have a whole heck of a mess, and nobody wants to live in that.
That's true.
Yep.
And you got my name and number from Zach?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is David Chakanobi from Middle Fiddlers. Just wanted to say what's up and keep your dial tuned to KNXRFLO 275 4326 87 AB Alpha Bravo Delta Delta Chocha Foxtrot. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's up? This is David Chakanobi. Hey, what's up? This is David Chakanobi from Metal Fiddlers. Hey, I'm going to record that again. Okay, hold on. Sorry. Hey, what's up? This is David Chakanobi from Metal Fiddlers. I want you to make sure you keep your dial tuned to KNRX C7432 Bravo Delta 9X4510. And keep it real, man. Does that sound good? You want to do it one more time? Okay, here we go. But what was wrong with that last one? It wasn't cool enough? Okay. Hey, everybody, what's up? Yo, this is David Chakanobi from Middle Fiddlers. Just want to say what's up and keep your dial tuned to KNXR 710.5 FM9 Alpha Bravo Tenor. Ah, well, the place where music is always loud and the sound is always good. David Chakanobi, Middle Fiddlers. Is that good? Okay. You know, I don't have time to do maybe one or two more, okay? We gotta go. We have to have dinner before the show. Okay, fine, one more time. This is David Chakanobi from Middle Fiddlers. The band. That's not good, is it? Okay, let me try one more time. What's up, everybody? This is David Chakanobi from Middle Fiddlers. We're in town for a couple days, and wherever we're here, we always check out KNXRC 4572496 85.7 tenor on your FM dial. Always with the home of the rock hits the town, and you are in town for once more time again. David Chakanobi here. That's right. That was good? Okay, great. We got to go. Jesus.
Wow. And I was like scared. And I've never been scared like that in my life.
Right. she looks at me. What are you doing? There you go, fucking zoo.
And I remember, this was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I had a 6 o'clock flight out on Northwest Airlines with you, Memphis.
Right.
I promise you, when I got to, I was still shaking. I
was, came home and he was shaking.
She was scared me to death. She was even locked up behind bars. She scared the crap out of me. I mean, I don't know why. She just like screamed it. And she was like a wild animal. I remember her look. Remember how these people are orange and she's black.
I'm happy when I see her. I don't know if she knows my name. Oh, how I believe her. She says Lurleen is her name. If I could walk with her, yeah, some of the time. If I could talk with her, yeah, one of the time. Don't know what I would say.
Not his fault. Somebody hit him head on driving a RAV4, and the guy was going like 50 miles an hour.
Right.
I saw his RAV4. He walked away.
Wow.
The other guy was driving a Ford Taurus. They went to the hospital.
Jeez.
But he walked away. So I said to myself, you know, and I looked at his car and how it held up and how the front end collapsed.
Right.
The engine went down inside the console, so it didn't come in there and get on his legs. What got the guy from the Taurus, the engine came in and ended up on, it was him and his girlfriend in the front seat, ended up on their feet.
Wow.
And not only did it break the guy's, the right leg on him and the left leg on her, but it burned them because it was hot.
Right.
My God, when I heard that story, I said, you know, I kind of think I'm going to get a Toyota, but I'm thinking I'm going to get something a little bigger than the RAV4. I think I'll get the Highlander. Mm-hmm. So there's a little more between me and whoever.
Yeah.
But they hold up really well. It's not a bad built car at all.
Yeah, it's a good car.
I'm pretty happy with this thing. You should saw my Tahoe. It was it was a 2003. It had 126,000 miles on it, but it looked like brand new.
Oh, cool.
Because I painted it underneath. I kept the body in perfect shape, the inside in perfect shape. You know, it looked like. And so when I went to sell it, NADA top book was 9,500. Mm-hmm. So I asked 9,500. The first guy that came out, I put it on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
First guy that came out, looked it over, took it for a drive and everything, sat down with his wife, talked. They came out of the car with $8,000 cash.
Oh, wow.
$8,000 of $100 bills. would this be enough? Now, I thought anything over $7,000 would be a fine price.
Right.
So I'm like, Yeah, I'll take it. You know, I'm going to send you home with your $8,000 $100 to come back with a cashier's check. No. We counted it four times. We got it all done. I made him a bill of sale. I sold it to him. Done.
Did you make it out to be a different price or no?
I listed it for $9,500.
Okay.
But he only had $8,000.
Right.
But he loved it so much. He says, we've looked at all these different Tahoes and Suburbans, they're rat buckets, they're dirty.
You have arrived.
Oh, where were we going?
It's right here, on the right here.
Okay. try not to run this guy in the bicycle over.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying not to run him over. Trying to get this podcast to be over. Hey, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. We'll be back with more again later. High quality, good stuff.
By my definition, it's simply the movement of a physical object that tells us what we already intuitively know, but don't really believe that we know it. I use for a pendulum, and I use a 45 caliber bullet on a chain for a pendulum. Your success depends upon how you word a question. Mm-hmm.
I made a fact, coming at you with the back snap, with your stack of the back, your fucking Cadillac. Oh my God, my name's Crispy Kipple. I'm coming at your house, bro. I'm stealing all your kibble. Oh my gosh, you stand back, I'll steal your pickle. Or if a tipple tackle-lac. I'm breaking open Cadillacs, coming for your nougats, and I'm sucking on your Mac-a-fat. Bitch, you got a black tat, made a fucking scratch lap. Skippity kippity cackle-lack, cackle like a fucking giraffe. Scooby-Doo, who's scoop-a-noop-a-look-a-chook-a-doo? I done poo-poo on your poo-poo. How the fuck do you scoop the rook-a-look-a-snook-a-doo-coo? Yo, Casper, I'm a dick made a disaster. I'm a dick spraying disaster. Open up with your canasta cack-lacker. Shack the pack and the pack and the lack tacker. Rest the best, Kim the fucking kicker licks. Step a dip discs.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Twisting the Wind. We will return again another day, another time. Wishes, hopes, and dreams. Thank you, yeah. 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 Yeah.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.